The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you another survey research project looking for blind and visually impaired subjects. Novel Ideas will be meeting April 16th. The AFB spring newsletter is out for 2021. There's a petition running in Rhode Island about laid off TVIs and O&M instructors. Please sign that on change.org. The AFB has a Women's History Month feature running all month long. This is your last chance to listen to some of those. Right Here orientation app has been released, and it's supposed to be really good. HumanWare has a new product for your perusal. Raz Mobility has a new accessible cell phone just for BVI clients. And Mind's Eye is featured in Baltimore Magazine. So let's get started. The below research participant solicitation is being provided for informational purposes only. The National Federation of the Blind has no involvement in this research, but we believe that it may contribute to our research mission. Camera-enabled technology is pervasive, such as smartphones, smart glasses, security cameras, etc. Our research group at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is studying blind and low-vision people's experiences when they are bystanders of camera-enabled technology, who can be captured by the camera but do not have direct access or control of the camera. We are looking for participants to participate in a study to help us with our work. Participants must be at least 18 years old, be legally blind, be U.S. residents for compensation aim. We will conduct an online survey to gather information on how blind and low-vision people perceive different scenarios where people nearby are using camera-enabled technologies. The study will take about 15 to 20 minutes. By completing this survey, you will have a chance to win a $20 Visa gift card. We will run a raffle to select 8 winners out of every 100 participants. If you are interested in participating in the survey, please use the link below. The link to the survey is https://UWMadison.co/JFE/form/capitalS capital V_7R8BQ capital J U capital V capital O U capital H U capital B G. If you have any questions, please contact us at email jfu57@wisc.edu. That will be Catherine Fu, or yuhanzhao@cs.wisc.edu. Y-U-H-A-N-J, I'm sorry, that's not correct. yuhang.zhao@cs.wisc.edu. Please feel free to share this survey with anyone who might be interested. We look forward to learning about your experience. Thank you for your time. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book The Daughters of Erietown by Connie Schultz, DB99958. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. Hidden desires, long-held secrets, and the sacrifices people make for family are at the heart of this powerful first novel by the popular Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and moving, unforgettable story about time, progress, and how the mistakes of one generation get repeated or repaired by the next. J. Courtley Sullivan, New York Times best-selling author of Saints for All Occasions, 1957, Clayton Valley, Ohio. Ellie has the best grades in her class. Her dream is to go to nursing school and marry Brick McGinty. A basketball star, Brick has the chance to escape his abusive father and become the first person in his blue-collar family to attend college. But when Ellie learns that she is pregnant, everything changes. Just as Brick and Ellie revise their plans and build a family, a knock on the front door threatens to destroy their lives. The evolution of women's lives spanning the second half of the 20th century is at the center of this beautiful novel that richly portrays how much people know and pretend not to know about the secrets at the heart of a town and a family. Join us in this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Host Randy Shelton. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. co-host Ruth Ann Acosta. Email ruth1244@gmail.com. Date, Friday, April 16, 2021. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And elsewhere in the world, Saturday, midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers on or execute the Zoom meeting link found in your Zoom invitation. Robert Acosta is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, novel ideas. Time, meets the third Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join Zoom meeting at https://us02web.zoom.us/j/584149162 PWD equals B, capital E, T, capital Y, capital Y, Z, capital B, capital P, E, M, T, 6, B, 3, capital Z, O, capital M, 0, 0, 4, A, capital V, D, capital G, capital Y, 0, capital R, 0, capital Q, capital T, 0, 9. Meeting ID 58414962. Passcode AWZ. One Tap Mobile numbers in New York and Germantown 929-205-6099 or 301-715-8592. Dial by your location numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, Houston. Meeting ID 58414962. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KDXK6DOR W. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Randy Shelton. Focus on AFB, the 2021 Spring Edition. AFB 100, Inclusion Knows No Limits. As we enter our second century, AFB is here to champion the rights of everyone living with vision loss. They may be born with a visual impairment, like Matthew Whitaker, the acclaimed musician who has been blind since birth, or lose their vision in adulthood, like Amir Rahimi, our AFB colleague who lost his vision at age 25. Or they may be one of the millions of older Americans who are first experiencing low vision later in life. Helen Keller famously and fearlessly showed the world what a blind and deaf woman could achieve. The people and the programs featured in Focus on AFB show how far we've come. The following headlines are hot links on the newsletter. Matthew Whitaker exemplifies no limits by playing his own way. To call Matthew Whitaker a prodigy is true, but also an understatement. Just shy of 20 years old, this jazz pianist, multi-instrumentalist, and composer has achieved more than most musical artists would dream of doing in a lifetime. The Art of Inclusion Gala headliner makes every song his own with his wide-ranging musical skills. AFB's Inform and Connect podcast delivers what it promises. It all began as a way to keep people connected at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in the spring of 2020. The team at AFB was brainstorming about ways to pivot in the new environment everyone was living in, not just to cope, but to foster a sense of community. Research Roundup, providing the data to drive advocacy and policy. From guide dogs to workplace technology, AFB's new research projects provide the data to drive advocacy and policies to create a world of no limits. Amir Rahimi, what does the world look like to you? We continue our series asking people who are blind or visually impaired to share their real-world experiences. Amir Rahimi joined AFB in August 2019 as a major gifts specialist. He chose the job in part because after losing his vision at age 25, it was AFB that gave him the confidence to pursue a fulfilling life after a period of depression. AFB turns 100, the celebration of the century. We've been changing the world for 100 years. be part of what the future holds. Since 1921, the American Foundation for the Blind has been at the forefront of creating a more inclusive world for people who are blind or visually impaired, a world of no limits, where everyone is free to pursue their dreams of education, employment, and a life well and fully lived. There is also a hot link to donate called Make a Difference. On change.org, Rhode Island's blind and VI students deserve equitable access to a quality education. We, the blind and visually impaired students of Rhode Island, the parents of the blind and visually impaired students, and other concerned citizens are appalled that our team of TVIs, teachers of the visually impaired, and O&M, orientation and mobility, specialists provided through the Sherlock Center have been laid off. These teachers provide Braille instruction, advise on accommodations including technology needs, and teach skills necessary for navigating the environment. Our children are distraught to know that their beloved and qualified teachers will not be with them for their summer programs or the next school year. This seems particularly cruel in the throes of a pandemic that has already severely impacted our children's education. The state has offered no clear plan about how they will continue the quality of services for our children. The Sherlock Center TVIs and O&M specialists hold advanced degrees and have decades of experience among them. There is no assurance that a bidding war will replace them with qualified people, yet this is what the state is proposing. Under IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, students with disabilities are guaranteed equal access to education under the law. Deaf students in Rhode Island benefit from a secure, established program with wonderfully qualified educators to meet their needs, funded 99% by the state. Unfortunately, blind and visually impaired students in Rhode Island have never been given the same consideration. Now, with as little forethought as one would have for changing the office paper vendor, Rhode Island has fired our teachers and only has a vague plan for accepting bids to replace them. Number one, we are asking the state of Rhode Island to create a permanent line item in the state budget to sustain quality programs and highly qualified educators for blind children, just as they have for the School for the Deaf. We believe the most direct and successful way to achieve this is to structure a permanent solution using the TVIs and O&M specialists from the Sherlock Center. These education specialists are highly qualified, already have a lengthy rapport with our children, and they are Rhode Island teachers. This keeps Rhode Island jobs in Rhode Island. Number two, we believe the proposed creation of a master price agreement for blind and VI services disregards our children and their success entirely. There's no way to guarantee continuity of a high level of service in such a plan. Rhode Island needs to provide highly qualified instructors to blind and visually impaired students in order to meet the requirements of equal access to education under IDEA. The TVIs and O&M specialists from the Sherlock Center have been successfully providing these services for decades and should not be discarded. Number three, finally, we are asking Governor Dan McKee, the Rhode Island Legislature, and the Rhode Island Department of Education to establish a plan and an avenue of communication with all stakeholders in education for the blind and visually impaired. We, the students and parents, had no notice for this devastating change to vision services in the state. We learned that our beloved Sherlock Center's TVIs and O&M specialists were being laid off from a Providence Journal article. Furthermore, we have spoken to special education directors from various districts who only learned about this either from our advocacy or the newspaper. We cannot imagine that any other subgroup in Rhode Island schools are treated with such nonchalance. We want to be at the table when serious changes are discussed that will impact the education and future of our children. There's an article in Forbes magazine by contributor Gus Alexiou, A-L-E-X-I-O-U. Foresight and knowledge of regulatory trends are important advantages for any business, and these are precisely the assets Israel-based startup Right Here hopes to leverage in its mission to make indoor spaces easier for blind people to navigate. Right Here's technology pairs a smartphone app with strategically placed Bluetooth beacons or accessible spots to provide detailed and customizable audio wayfinding information for all manner of public indoor environments. The fully bootstrapped startup, led by entrepreneurial duo Idan Meir and Gil El-Grabli, already has impressive tie-ins with McDonald's Israel, Aroma Espresso, and Shufersal, Israel's largest supermarket chain. and currently has its technology embedded in almost 2,000 locations worldwide. Those founders are IDANMEIR and GILELGRABLY. And the supermarket chain is spelled SHUFERSAL. At the core of the company's business strategy is a bet that new mandated accessibility regulations will soon become applicable to the smart cities and indoor public spaces of the very near future, where digital and physical landscapes are starting to merge. In Israel, there's already regulation necessitating talking signs for visually impaired people in public spaces, says Meir. He continues, "We firmly believe that in a few years from now, possibly by 2025, audible wayfinding systems will be so ubiquitous that they will start to become as common as ramps for wheelchairs. The briefest of glances at the online digital accessibility sector reveals the level of flux thrust upon regulatory frameworks in response to rapidly evolving technology. The entrepreneurial pair, who have a clear understanding of the integration of Bluetooth beacons and smartphones through an earlier venture involving the activation of digital shopping coupons in retail outlets, launched their Ranana-headquartered operation back in 2015 and were awarded the best bootstrapped startup of 2020 by Geek Time magazine. In-depth orientation information. The critical advantage of the Right Here solution in allowing for increased independence for blind users lies with the granular nature of the orientation assistance provided. Once inside an accessible, spot-enabled indoor environment, all the user needs to do is point their phone in any direction to have information spoken aloud to them about the facilities and spaces corresponding to that particular direction. As the venue owner can place the sensors precisely and strategically, safety-critical information like announcing a stairway with the wording, 3 steps ahead, can be supplied alongside audible signposting to important landmarks in the environment, such as the service counter and seating area at a fast food restaurant. As the information is presented to the user through a self-contained app ecosystem, additional information related to the customer experience, like an audible version of a restaurant's menu, may also be appended to the relevant hotspot. Promoting independence. The experience of the pandemic has exposed the fragility and dependency on others inherent in the way severely sight-impaired individuals navigate public spaces. The requirements of social distancing made the receiving guided tactile assistant a taboo almost overnight. While many organizations only signposted safety-critical information, such as areas and spacing for queuing with visual indicators. Notwithstanding this, Meir fully believes it's high time that provisions for blind people negotiating public spaces move into the 21st century. When a blind person wants to go to a store in the mall or a university class or visit the doctor, the most efficient way to do it is to go with a sighted person, and this is just absurd, he says. We have a blind app developer and advanced software engineer working on our team, and when I ask him what is the most challenging part of his working day, he answers, finding the kitchen, finding the elevator, finding the stairs. It's simply absurd, Meir reiterates. Making businesses more accessible. Naturally, Right Here's business model is predicated upon businesses and venues signing up for a monthly subscription fee, which varies depending on the size and complexity of the physical space, and a one-off charge for the installation of wayfinding sensors. Right Here, spelled R-I-G-H-T-H-E-A-R, is committed to keeping this process as simple and affordable as possible. A small restaurant can achieve full plug-and-play audible wayfinding accessibility within 24 hours for as little as $50 per month, and the Bluetooth sensors can often easily be installed by the venue owners themselves. What's more, Right Here offers its customers tutorials on how to write optimal orientation guidance, where the trick is to provide exactly the right level of information based on the internationally recognized Wayfinder communications standard. Wayfinder, as we know, is spelled W-A-Y-F-I-N-D-R. The content management system, where the orientation information for each wayfinding beacon is stored, can easily be edited by the business owner, a huge boon for environments such as convention centers where the use of the floor space is subject to regular change. There's also an awareness that local accessible indoor spots lose much of their value to blind users if they are impossible to reach in the first place or require the opening of multiple apps to complete the journey. With this in mind, Right Here offers full integration with public transit information, ride-hailing services such as Uber and the Get Taxi app, in addition to a specially designed accessible outdoor navigation experience. Of course, any bet on future market trends, particularly in the rapidly evolving technology sector, inevitably involves some degree of risk. Perhaps, for example, Bluetooth beacons will one day be superseded by some more advanced form of GPS, or further developments in LIDAR and magnetic field technology. Nevertheless, Mayer firmly believes blind people should not be expected to simply wait for such technological crosswinds to settle. Currently, our research shows that beacons are still the most accurate of the off-the-shelf solutions available today, he says. If a new technology emerges, then great, but this may be many years away, and nobody can be certain at this point. It wouldn't be right to wait and risk leaving so many people behind. It is this same moral compass that guides Right Here's business model toward pushing the costs out to the venue owners, not, as some other access companies seek to do, to the 40 million people around the world living with blindness. Mayer insists that Right Here is a 100% free solution for our users. It always has been and always will be. While such a business model will sadly never apply to all technologies designed to enhance accessibility, Right Here certainly deserves credit for trying to do the right thing. After all, today, over 30 years on from the introduction of the Americans with Disabilities Act, how reasonable would it be for businesses to recoup the cost of installing an access ramp through a levy on wheelchair users? The hope is that such non-negotiable principles nowadays, so firmly entrenched in our understanding of equitable and inclusive physical environments, will find their way into those uncharted spaces where the physical and digital worlds increasingly intersect. Top Tech Tidbits for Thursday, March 25th, 2021, Volume 800. The Week's News in Adaptive Technology. https://toptechtidbits.com. A Mind Vault Solutions Limited Publication. Top Tech Tidbits, the world's number one online resource for current news and trends in adaptive technology. This week's featured advertisement, Brilliant BIX, the smart, intuitive, connected family of Braille displays. A redefined family of Brilliant refreshable Braille displays has arrived. The new Brilliant BIX series will help blind people or individuals who are blind, including students and professionals, stay connected, take notes, send text messages, and download books from online libraries. The intuitive and seamless user experience of KeySoft Lite, HumanWare's flagship accessibility suite, was designed to make it easy for users to stay connected and productive. The Brilliant BIX series also offers users flexibility with its storage options and built-in Braille translation, ensuring compatibility with a variety of file types. Saving, opening, and transferring data could not be easier. With the Brilliant BI40X and the Brilliant BI20X, its mobile-friendly option, this is the Brilliant idea we've all been waiting for. And that is not all, as HumanWare will soon offer a free audio support upgrade. To learn more about the Brilliant BIX devices, visit https://bit.ly/3tZAX2. RazMobility.com outlines features of its Mini Vision 2 cell phone. That's RazMobility.com. A simple, big-button cell phone for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Easy-to-use talking phone that takes care of all the basic telecommunications needs. The talking voice guide provides someone who is blind with the ability to use every feature of the phone, and the large tactile buttons allow users to navigate the phone with ease. Users can place calls, send text messages, and more with voice commands. Selected features include a voice guide, voice commands, all features are accessible, phone calls, text messages, large tactile buttons, speaking caller ID, adjustable font size and color scheme, alarm, calendar, FM radio, color identifier, money identifier, weather, where am I, speaks status information such as the time, date, and battery life, voice memos, notes, camera and photo album, dedicated SOS button, unlocked for GSM networks, multiple languages and voices available in English, Spanish, and many more. There is a hot button to learn more at razmobility.com. From endblindnessby2020.com, from the editor, Science and Sight. He put a bounty on blindness. 55 years ago, Sanford Greenberg was 20, newly blind through bad luck and misdiagnosis, and rightly angry at the world when he made a vow from his hospital bed. No one should have to go blind, he thought. It was a promise I made not just to myself, but to God. It was and remains an enormous aspirational pledge. Around the world, 39 million people, roughly 1 out of 200, are blind, as writer David Dobbs and photographer Brent Sturton reveal in the cover story. Another 246 million are moderately or severely visually impaired. The human costs are staggering, both for those with vision loss and for the hundreds of millions of people who assist them. Greenberg is one of the fortunate ones. In 1961, he ignored the social worker who suggested he go home to Buffalo, New York and make cane-backed chairs in a program for the blind. Instead, with the aid of the college roommate who read textbooks to him and helped him get around campus, Greenberg finished his bachelor's degree at Columbia. He earned a doctorate at Harvard. He worked at the White House. He helped create a device that made listening to recorded speech more convenient for blind people and made him financially independent in the process. He serves on boards and commissions too numerous to name. He married Sue, whom he'd loved since sixth grade. They are married still. And he remains close friends with that Columbia roommate who studied architecture but pursued a career in music, Art Garfunkel of Simon & Garfunkel fame. This brings us to the Sanford and Susan Greenberg Prize to End Blindness by 2020. A reward of $3 million in gold to the person or persons who contribute the most to ending blindness by 2020. Learn more at endblindnessby2020.com. Quote, clinical relief of blindness appears to stand at a point rather similar to that of the nascent American program of space exploration in the 1950s and early 1960s, Greenberg says, practically waiting, end quote. Worldwide, half of all blind people lose their sight to cataracts, routinely fixed in the developed world, but a tragically common cause of blindness in the developing one. Meanwhile, other approaches are advancing rapidly. As our coverage explains, gene and stem cell therapies, bionic implants. How does Greenberg regard all this? My determination has not faltered, he says. Blindness is an injustice, unfair. We say, in our plain-spoken American way, we must act to end it. Signed, Susan Goldberg, Editor-in-Chief, EndBlindnessby2020.com. There's just enough time to tease you about another wayfinding technology called Good Maps from GoodMaps.com. The Good Maps Advantage, more accurate, more simple, more usable, more secure. The Good Maps Studio allows venues to control who can access what information about your space. What parts of the map can be accessed by the public? Employees? First responders? You decide. This control is essential for the safety of all those who use your space. I've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.